The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
We're on the road with the San Jose Sharks. Game one of the road schedule in Big D, Dallas, Texas. The San Jose Sharks and the Dallas Stars. Drew Remenda, I have had lots of memories coming to this city. Some in this building. One very long night that lasted four overtimes. And the one thing that's always the same is that the Dallas Stars are a really tough out in their own home building. And that's what I expect tonight after two straight shutouts for Dallas and a 3-0 record.
I've been coming here for a long time, Danny. Reunion Arena now here at American Airlines Center. And they've always been tough games. There have been some good nights here in Dallas, but there's been some tough ones as well. That quadruple overtime game with Brendan Morrow at the end. What did we see? Two of the best goaltender saves we've ever seen in our lives by each goalie, Marty Turco and Evgeny Nabokov. But you're right. This is the Dallas Stars, who have done a really wonderful job with this franchise. But this current version of them are so close to being a champion again. They've had a ton of wins with Jim Neal at the helm and Peter DeBoer and his staff coaching. They have had some deep playoff runs the last couple of years, but they can't find a way to get back to the Stanley Cup Finals. But this is a very good team with outstanding leadership, outstanding goaltending, good defense, and some young stars. This is going to be a big test for the Sharks team that's trying to find their footing this season.
Well, what footing have the Sharks found in the first two games? I thought that they played pretty well against Anaheim for the most part, had one good period against the St. Louis Blues. That'd be the second period.
Yes.
But it wasn't quite enough. If you're a young player on this team, even if you're a veteran that's on a new team, what are you learning?
The number one thing you're learning is that the pace that you have to play at. What we saw in the Anaheim game was they learned from game one that they played with that pace, they played with that aggressiveness, they were very good away from the puck, and that's something that Ryan Warsawski told us after game one. The other aspect, though, is their margin of error, which how many times you and I talked about that, right?
It's zero.
Exactly, it's zero. And all it was Matt Benning coming out of the middle lane on that three on two with the back checker, and Will Smith did the right thing, Thrun did the right thing, but Matt just slid out of the middle, and that allowed that one opportunity, boom, it was in. Danny Boyle was on with you. He talked a lot about the defense getting involved on the offensive attack, something which the Sharks want, and he was absolutely right. They needed to be more aggressive there. It was the little details and how much Ryan Warsawski's talked to us since training camp about details. He talked to you both games. Details matter. So those are the aspects. But the other thing is, what we've seen is the veteran leadership matters. The penalty kill and the power play have been very good. Hey, they've moved that puck around. They are threatening with the power play. Their penalty kill is outstanding. It really is good. I like how aggressive it is. Goaltending's been good. We talked about McKenzie in game one, third period. He wasn't great. First two, he was really good. Vanacek was fantastic. Vitek was fantastic against the Ducks. So I think overall there's a lot of good things to build on, but build on is the key, don't you think? Like you gotta add to it. The key is, Danny, last year you and I saw it. How many times did we talk about this? That when they lost, it got in their heads.
It demoralized.
Exactly. And it does that. I mean, it's hard. I think with their veteran leadership this year, that won't happen.
Well, it can't happen, because right. If it does, we're going to have another season like that one. But every indication is that's not going to happen. This is a big game for Ty Dellandrea tonight.
Yeah.
Started his career with the Dallas Stars organization. We just got out of a little session with Pete DeBoer where he was very praiseworthy of Ty Dellandrea. I was talking to our good friend Steve Spott just when their practice ended. Same thing. They talk about what a character person he is, but also the fact that he's going to be a leader but he's got to establish himself as a National Hockey League player. And I thought the most interesting part of that discussion was when Pete DeBoer compared Ty Dellandrea to Barkley Goodrow.
Yeah, I thought it was great, right? So as we know, Barkley's undrafted. Barkley was a guy that worked his way up into the National Hockey League. And then even when he got some games in the NHL, he had to go back to the minors to continue to try to develop his skills. And as Pete said, and I'm glad you picked up on it because I did too. I thought it was really interesting. You have to establish yourself first as an NHL player and then let your natural characteristics of leadership come through. And he's right, because if you're not a regular, everyday NHLer where the guys are on the bench watching you contribute, watching you make an impact, watching you do the right things in order to help the team, you can't be a leader because they won't respect you. You have to show them first that this is what we do. Good generals are in front of their troops. And that's what Barkley established in his career and went on with Tampa and two Stanley Cups and everything.
And not to mention the President's Trophy last year.
Oh, yeah, the President's Trophy last year exactly with the Rangers. So I thought that was really interesting from Peter. And he said, he compared him very much to Barkley, the Ty Dellandrea, that is. But Ty has to make sure he first works on establishing himself as a consistent NHL player with and without the puck. One of the things that they really wanted him to work on here in Dallas was his play away from the puck. And how many times we heard that? We heard
zillions.
Exactly. We heard Ryan Warsawski talk about both Macklin and Will about their play away from the puck. So establish your game. Be a regular, consistent, everyday impact player for your team, and then let your natural instincts of leadership and sportsmanship and team camaraderie come through.
What do you make of the way that they're distributing ice so far in the two games? Like, for example, Nico Sturm's ice time was down a little bit. That whole fourth line, Sturm, Dellandrea, Carl Grundstrom. Looked like they had some decent shifts out there. I like Carl Grundstrom's addition to the lineup. I thought he added what you need in that situation. But what about the coaches in October hockey getting used to what they have at their disposal and distributing their ice properly?
I think you nailed it right there. The coaches getting used to. They're trying to find out what they have, especially from their top unit. The top offensive units. And a game like the Anaheim game where it's a 0-0 then 1-0, you're really shortening your bench offensively. You're trying to put your best chance to score out on the ice. And as Peter DeBoer told us, it's interesting. The NHL is not a fair situation. Heiskanen could go out and not play very well, but he's still going to play 24, 25 minutes. Whereas if you're a role player, you have to earn not only every start, but every second of ice that you're on. So I thought that was a really interesting comment from Coach DeBoer. And that's exactly what I think Ryan Warsawski's looking at. But I think Ryan was trying to find out, what do we have on those top two lines? Where can we kind of move it here and there? And even on that third line, can we move Barkley up to play maybe in that second line if somebody's not going? I think he's trying to figure out exactly what he's got in game situations. But also the great thing is with Nico Sturm, whoever's playing with, totally trustworthy. I'd like to see Dellandrea move up, but again, he's got to earn that. And you don't get time to do it. Coaches, the players always used to say to me, well, you've put me on the ice more, I'll play better. And our response was always, well, if you play better, we'll put you on the ice more. It's that catch-22.
Well, all I'll tell you is whoever is out there with Mikael Granlund's going to learn a heck of a lot because he has been, among all of the players on the Sharks that are skaters, not goalies, he's been their best player again. Wins faceoffs. Will Smith was better in the faceoffs second game.
Yep.
Probably watching a little bit of what Mikael did. That first game was 9-1 while he was 1-10. And he was closer to .500 in the second game against the Anaheim Ducks. He's going to have a challenge tonight, too, going up against Wyatt Johnston. Going up against Jamie Benn, going up against players of that nature. But one thing we know is that Tyler Seguin's not going to play today for whatever reason. He's being held out of the lineup for Dallas. And so that means Maverick Bourque will step in. They recalled Alex Petrovic, a defenseman who's like a towering 6'7", something like that. I don't think he's going to play tonight. I think they're going to play Brendan Smith. But bottom line is this is a tough game.
I think you're right, and I tell you what, you're absolutely right about Granlund. Last year, he was the best player in very tough circumstances, and he's doing it again, showing the way. He's amazing.
We've got a big game today. We're on the air in time for your drive home. We're on at 4:30 Pacific time from American Airlines Center in Big D, Dallas, Texas. The Sharks and the Dallas Stars We've got Alex Stalock joining me today on the Sharks Audio Network. Looking forward to that. Hope you tune in for the drive home. And until then, that's our morning skate show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.